Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business or health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will speak to Dr. Jack Wiley, author of the book The Employee-Centric Manager, 8 Keys to People Management Effectiveness. We're going to talk about this whole latest issue with labor and how it's really difficult to find labor. A lot of restaurants are going out of business. I know several restaurants that had to go out of business because they could not find employees. We'll talk to Jack Wiley, Dr. Jack Wiley, about managing and retaining workforces and the employee-centric manager at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a longevity business. If you want to be part of the ever-growing billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find longevity products on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to order longevity products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself and help change the world at the most important and powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Dr. Jack Wiley will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about managerial effectiveness and employees. And we will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about this very interesting and underappreciated class of nutrients called polysaccharides, which are categorized along with the proteoglycans. Not all polysaccharides have proteins with them, but all proteoglycans have polysaccharides with them. And polysaccharides are the fundamental unit of whether the substances are the PGs, the proteoglycans, or the GAGs, the glycosaminoglycans. We'll just call them GAGs and PGs from now forward, from at least on this program, at least today, from
Now forward. The polysaccharides are long chains of sugar that form the building blocks, or the long chain that makes up the GAGs and the PGs, and they themselves have wonderful, incredible health benefits, anti-aging benefits, immune-boosting benefits, anti-cancer benefits. They're fundamentally important for the building of what's called the ECM, or the extracellular matrix, the goo. I've always said the body is made up like raisin bread. I've said this so many times. But we're always talking about the raisins. We don't really talk about the bread. The bread is the ECM, the extracellular, that means outside the cell, matrix. I love that word matrix, because matrix means womb or mother. And indeed, the matrix, the ECM, is the womb or the mother for the cells. And while we're always talking about the cells, i.e. all disease is cell disease, the health of the cells depends on the health of the matrix, and vice versa. The health of the matrix depends on the health of the cells. In fact, it's really kind of an artificial distinction to separate the two, to separate the womb from the baby, to separate the matrix from the cell. And that is the relationship of the matrix to the cell. That's why I like the word matrix so much. The cell, the matrix is the womb for the cell. The cell is the baby of the matrix. In fact, there's a guy named Dr. James Oschman, O-S-C-H-M-A-N. He's written a lot about the matrix. In fact, most of his books are about the matrix, the ECM. He talks about the electromagnetic nature of the matrix, and indeed, the matrix has a tremendously important and valuable electromagnetic property. It's piezoelectric. It generates electrical charges when it's distorted or when it's stretched. And Dr. Oschman, he calls the relationship between the matrix and the cell the matrisome. And he refers to the matrix and the cell as being one unit. He calls it the matrisome. The matrisome is this one unit, and he says you cannot distinguish between the matrix and the cell. And he's pretty much correct, just like you can't really distinguish between the womb and the baby. They're one thing. The matrisome also includes blood vessels. The matrisome is the blood vessels, the connective tissue, or the extracellular matrix, and the cell. And because the blood vessels are part of the extracellular matrix, and they're made up of connective tissue, you can kind of, which is the matrix, the extracellular matrix, and the cell. The matrisome, that is two parts. So what I'm saying here is you can get a lot of health benefits by building up your polysaccharides, and you can get a lot of health benefits by eating polysaccharides. Fucoidin is the classic longevity example of a polysaccharide. And if you get on PubMed or scholar.google.com, those are both websites that have scientific research and not a lot of advertising on them, not a lot of sales stuff that like the regular ordinary websites have, you'll find hundreds of studies on fucoidin and fucoidin in cancer and fucoidin in inflammatory diseases and fucoidin in the skin and fucoidin in sun protection. Beta-glucan is another polysaccharide that's got tremendous amount of health benefits, tremendous amount of scientific papers associated with those health benefits. And like with fucoidin, if you get on PubMed or scholar.google and look up beta-glucan, you will find hundreds of studies and articles and research papers that have been done on beta-glucan and cancer, beta-glucan and the immune system, beta-glucan and inflammatory diseases, beta-glucan and skin health. See where I'm going here? These polysaccharides, whether you're talking fucoidin or beta-glucan or even polysaccharides that are yet to be elucidated, you find unbelievable benefits, especially compared to their ridiculously non-toxic profile. There's zero, zippo, not a toxicity associated with these things. You can eat pounds of beta-glucan. You can eat pounds of fucoidin. And you'll have nothing, no toxicity, no side effects, no problems associated with it. Can you imagine saying that about a drug? Can you imagine saying that about pharmacology? Even nutritional supplements, even vitamins and minerals, you can reach a point where your body can't handle it. But with fucoidin, with beta-glucan, with polysaccharides, the body handles them incredibly well. And when you compare this marvelous ability for the body to handle polysaccharides with their therapeutic benefits, you have the perfect, ideal, medicinal, therapeutic, nutritional, dietary supplements. And we should all be enjoying them. There's lots of different ways to get polysaccharides. Algaes, we talked about. Eggs are one of nature's best sources of polysaccharides. Dairy, veggies, eating connective tissue. That's why bone broth is so important. And mushrooms are also good sources of these polysaccharides. And we all know how powerful mushrooms are for building the immune system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Dr. Jack Wiley will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about 8 keys to people management effectiveness. More after this on the Bright Side.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here just momentarily, so if you're on hold, hang tight. We'll be speaking to Dr. Jack Wiley, author of the book The Employee-Centric Manager. We'll talk about the labor crisis that's going on today, and we'll also talk about 8 keys to people management effectiveness. Jack Wiley will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls here just a sec, so hang tight if you're on hold. I want to read a couple stories here, and then we'll get your calls. This is kind of interesting. This is from The Lancet, a medical journal. Definitely not an alternative health magazine. It's a legitimate medical journal, The Lancet. Women who take multivitamins while pregnant give their child a head start. Excuse me. No surprise there, not at least to Brightside listeners or to me, but to some folks that may be a surprise. Women who take multivitamins while pregnant could be giving their child a head start at school. It can accelerate the child's cognitive abilities by a year. By the time they reach the age of 9, that's according to researchers from Harvard University and the University of Erlangga in Indonesia. Nutritional supplementation when you're pregnant is absolutely, absolutely vital. Not only nutritional supplementation, but paying attention to your diet, avoiding excitotoxins, avoiding processed food, avoiding ultra-processed food. And I know to a certain extent I'm preaching to the choir here, you guys all know that, but most people still are not aware of the relationship between the food they eat and how their body shows up, or how the body that they are growing inside their womb shows up. Dr. Wallach sometimes says, there are no genetic diseases, and people always freak out when he says that. What he means is, when he says that, is that the genes themselves are developed in response to nutrition that the mother is using. Those are epigenetic factors. Those are things that help the genes work, or help the genes grow, or help the genes develop. The genes themselves are dependent on proper nutrition, the development of the genes, the turning on and off of genes. So good nutrition is important for everybody, but it's especially important if you're growing a baby. And that means good nutrition in terms of nutritional supplementation. And that means good nutrition in terms of what you're staying away from. And, of course, it means good nutrition in terms of your diet. One of the most important nutritional supplements for pregnant moms to use are omega-3 fatty acids, particularly the derivatives DHA and EPA, which have been shown over and over and over again to help improve the development of baby's brain, improve the development of baby's eyesight, improve the development of baby's nervous system in general. Moms use omega-3, moms-to-be, or nursing moms, use omega-3 supplements. Make sure you're getting a fish oil. Make sure you're getting a fish. Make sure you're getting your ultimate EFAs. Omega-3s are wonderfully protective for a lot of things in the body. They're anti-inflammatory. They're especially protective for the skin, and there's a lot of literature that talks about how omega-3s have sun protection properties. Not necessarily for deactivating the sun, the way a sunscreen or sunblock works, but more for improving the skin's response to the sun, or mitigating the skin's inflammatory response to the sun because of their anti-inflammatory effects. This anti-inflammatory effect that omega-3 fats have on the skin, or for the skin, also involve protection from radio waves and X-ray and electrical energy and 5G for that matter. Omega-3 fats are not really skin cell fats, but they are skin organ fats. They protect skin cells. They're not part of skin cells the way omega-6 fats are. Omega-6 fats are part of skin cells, and omega-6 fats are important for skin moisturization. And if you have dry skin, there's a really good chance that you're deficient in either intake or absorption of your omega-6 fats. Omega-3 fats are more protective. Omega-3 fats also have been shown to reduce childhood asthma by up to a third. From the New England Journal of Medicine, women who take omega-3 supplements while pregnant are reducing the chances of their child developing wheezing and asthma. That's according to a new study that was published in the Copenhagen Perspective, that was part of the Copenhagen Perspective studies on asthma in childhood. Omega-6 and omega-3s are all important. They're both important. You don't want to take one without the other, but omega-3s tend to have more protective value. Omega-6s are more involved in the inflammatory response, which is important for the healing for the healing process to occur. But omega-3s are more protective. All right, let's see here. I got one more. Well, we'll save this for tomorrow. Time to hit the phones here. 844-236-6010. Let's go to Graziano in California. Good morning, Graziano.
Morning, Ben. Long time no speak.
Graziano.
I had a quick question.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, I'm not sure where Graziano is. Graziano?
Can you hear me, Ben?
Now I hear you, buddy. What's going on, man?
Awesome. Hey, I just was curious on the for estrogen, referring back to my wife. We spoke maybe a few months ago. She went ahead and went and got some testing done with her doctors, and so she's got her results. Basically, it's, you know, the estrogen, excess estrogen. So,
Hang on just one moment.
Yeah.
You had her she had her estrogen tested, and it came back with excess estrogen. Did they say what kind of estrogen?
You know, she has, well, they she's got cysts, they said, in her certain areas, so they're
ovarian cysts, I imagine. Ovarian cysts.
I think so, and so they're basically, the report needs to, you know, it's not, I think the word is not benign, or it's benign. It's not
No, they're benign. They're usually benign.
They're benign.
Yeah. So
okay,
here's the deal with PCOS.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. It's called polycystic ovarian syndrome. We actually had a doctor on last week, Dr. Mark Ratner, who's formulated something called ovastatin, which is a form of inositol. So you can use that, or you can use just straight inositol. I got to do some more research on this special form of inositol. I'm not sure what it is exactly. But the supplement inositol is very important for blood sugar control. And PCOS is not just an estrogen issue. It's also an insulin issue. It's a pre-diabetes or diabetes issue. So it's a combination of both estrogen and insulin. Those are the two areas you want to work on. As far as estrogen goes, progesterone. Get her on a progesterone product. Topical progesterone is probably the gentlest and the most effective, in my opinion. And then also essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs. For all estrogen issues, ultimate EFAs. And then ovastatin, and then also helping clear out estrogen both through the intestine and through the liver. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Estrogen has to be processed to the level of the liver. So using things like calcium D-glucarate, which you can buy at the health food store. It's also found in broccoli and cauliflower and cruciferous vegetables. And then another couple supplements, one called DIM, which has a Boulder, Colorado connection. The guy who first precipitated it or first produced it was a Boulder anesthesiologist, a friend of mine. And then there's also I3C, both of which are found in cruciferous vegetables, as I said. And then the calcium D-glucarate. Then also making sure she's getting a fiber to help flush estrogen out through the intestine, and then good bacteria, probiotics. So if you just want to cut to the chase without getting into specific nutrients, work on the insulin and blood sugar. All your blood sugar nutrients and staying away from foods that spike the blood sugar. And then working on the liver, and again, there's a sugar connection there, in addition to using the supplements that we just talked about. And perhaps most importantly, if not most importantly, just as important, is intestinal health, making sure she's got regular bowel movements. Oh, I forgot about bile. Using the ultimate enzymes, making sure she's producing enough bile because estrogen is cleared out through the bile. Hopefully she has her gallbladder. I'm assuming she does. And then intestinal health, staying away from problem foods, staying away from super sweet foods, which can throw off bacteria in the case of SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Intestinal health, liver health, and the health of the gallbladder and bile. Those are the areas you want to focus on for PCOS. Gotta go. Graziano, hope I helped you. You can call back tomorrow if you have more questions. Dr. Jack Wiley coming up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Four. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month.
Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden's social spending package, the White House calls it the Build Back Better bill, and it's on lawmakers' minds in Washington. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez is on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He tells Fox News his point of view.
Well, I call it the BBBBS bill. I mean, they tell you that there's going to be 2 million additional jobs created when actually the Wharton School of Business has indicated that there would be 200,000 jobs lost. They say that only people with $400,000 and more are going to get a tax increase. Or again, that same school says 80% of Americans will see a tax increase. The actual tax breaks are going to go to the very rich. There's a SALT provision in there, which is the state and local taxes, that raises that limit up to $80,000. So if you're paying $80,000 in taxes and state and local taxes, you're probably making over $1 million a year. They're going to get a break. And then in terms of inflation, you know, it's supposed to be like $1.8 trillion. So you're going to add $1.8 trillion to the economy, and somehow inflation is going to go down. Again, that's another big fat lie that lies in this bill, and that's why it's very unpopular, and it shouldn't pass because it's going to damage the American economy. There are other things in that bill that are just, horrendous and should never pass.
The Trump Organization has reportedly reached a deal to sell its prized Washington hotel for $375 million. The Trump International will be renamed the Waldorf Astoria and managed by the Hilton Group, according to reports. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 12 years of archived information, daily programs that are packed with great health information that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You can head to brightsideben.com and take a look at our longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and videos and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. The longevity products are all there, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the nutritional supplement revolution, nutritional supplementation revolution that's taking place before our eyes, and more and more people become hip to the power, to understanding the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. Thus, the 2,000-plus four- and five-star reviews that you'll find at Truth Reviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Take a look at them at truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running for the month of November, truthtreatments.com. And make sure you take a peek at our thousands of four- and five-star reviews at Truth Reviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and truthtreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. Jack Wiley is an organizational psychologist. He's a researcher, he's an author, and he's a leadership consultant and the author of a book called The Employee-Centric Manager, where he gives guidance that will help attract and retain employees. Today we're going through, as most of you guys probably know, a very historic labor crisis. People, restaurants can't find employees. I can't find employees. Factories can't find employees. Truck driving companies can't find employees. There seems to be something happening. And while the pandemic, or more appropriately, the response to this this viral pandemic is blamed many times, and perhaps it's not just a viral pandemic that's causing the problem, and that's what Dr. Jack Wiley's hypothesis is. Please welcome to the Bright Side the author of The Employee-Centric Manager, Dr. Jack Wiley. Hey, Dr. Jack.
Delighted to be with you today. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Very nice to be with you as well. And as I was just saying, the pandemic, or the response to the pandemic, gets blamed for this labor crisis. But you have some other ideas. Why don't you tell us about that?
Right. What I found was that what employees really want from their immediate manager has a huge impact on their productivity, on their intent to stay with the organization. What they told me was that there were eight attributes that they wanted in their immediate manager. They wanted their immediate manager to show support and understanding, to provide recognition, to treat them with dignity and respect, to communicate clear performance expectations, and to reward their performance contributions. Those are all behaviors that are important to employees in their immediate manager. But in addition, they want their immediate manager to be someone who's good at problem solving and decision making. That we would call a skill. And then the final two attributes are values. These are personal standards of conduct. It's very important to employees that their immediate bosses are fair and just, and also honest and trustworthy. And when those conditions prevail, that's what we refer to as the employee-centric manager. Under those circumstances, employees describe their work experience much more favorably. Their employee engagement is very high, at the highest level, in fact. There's great interpersonal team chemistry among the coworkers on the team. And bottom line, the team performs at a notably higher level. So this is not only something that employees want, but what's really valuable to organizations is that when managers display these attributes, they get these positive consequences as a result.
Yeah, it's interesting, as you listed these attributes, dignity and respect, recognition, being rewarded, etc., it strikes me as that seems like those are not necessarily things that needs that that employees all of a sudden they decided that they needed them. It seems like these are things that people, just basic human needs, really, especially when you're an employee, having in an employee employer relationship. Why is it that all of a sudden people are like speaking out? They're saying, I'm not going to, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago, people had these needs, but they didn't say anything about them. They just dealt with it. Why is it all of a sudden people are like, no, enough's enough? We need to have, these are things that we're expecting. What is it about 2021? Is it the woke culture?
Well, I think it's a great question. But what's happening now is that across most organizations in the United States, employees increasingly are having a voice. And really, that's what this research is really based on. I went out and asked employees in their own words to tell me what they most wanted from their immediate boss. I went out to employees, representative samples of employees in 27 countries around the world, looking for a universal statement about what employees most want from their immediate managers. But to your question, I think what has been heightened is that organizations are now clearly in a war for talent. You've already cited some of the statistics, but in September we had 4.4 million workers in the United States leave their jobs. We're talking about leaving their jobs voluntarily. They're looking for, you know, the grass being greener on the other side of the fence, so to speak. And so if organizations cannot attract and retain the talent they need to be successful, then their fortunes are going to decline. They're going to be in this vice press, so to speak, to get the resources they need to get the job done in order to deliver their goods and their services. Without employees, they're not able to accomplish that. And so this gives, this puts all of this under the microscope, so to speak, in terms of how do organizations really do a great job of bringing people in, and once they're there, having them be enthusiastic about the work that they're able to perform, and very importantly, after they've been trained and brought up to an acceptable level of performance, how do we keep those employees committed and advocating for the company, wanting to stay there for a long period of time?
Now, it's really great points that you're bringing up. When I hear you talk about this idea of employees having needs and demands, is it that employees are quitting because they don't want to work, or they don't want a job? They don't want to job. In other words, they want to have a job. Or is it that they don't want to work? They just want to relax, or they want to go out and explore or indulge, or is it they don't want a traditional type of job?
I do think most people want a traditional type of job. There is a lot of value in work. People derive a lot of their personal value and identification from work. Now, to be sure, with the pandemic in the United States, with the way in which our society has responded to that, some people have gone, to the sidelines, so to speak, and maybe are reluctant to get back into the workforce. Maybe they're in a position where they can afford to wait a little bit longer based on the benefits they've received before they come back in. Maybe they're still dealing with child care issues and they're not ready to enter the workforce. But I think by and large people do want to work, but we may be losing some of our retirees who retired early. Now they're not ready to come back in and maybe will never come back in. That creates more pressure on organizations to retain the workforce they have.
Dr. Jack, I want to ask you about this idea that people wanting to work and the psychology of not working or the psychology of working. I also want to address the idea of robotics when we come back from our break. So hang tight, Dr. Jack Wiley's with us. The book, The Employee-Centric Manager.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Jack Wiley, the author of the book, The Employee-Centric Manager. Dr. Jack Wiley is an organizational psychologist, researcher, author, and leadership consultant. So, Dr. Wiley, before we went to break, you were saying that you think people want to work, and, you know, certainly work is valuable, but don't you see that there's also a kind of psychological sense of disconnection or not necessarily wanting to do what people have done for generations that's involved with this idea of, hey, I don't want to work, I don't have to work, you know, and maybe even a disregard for the importance of productivity, the psychological value of being productive. Why do you say that people want to work? Is it a hunch, or do you know that? Have you done research on that? Because I don't see it necessarily that way.
Well, I do understand where you're coming from in terms of the number of people willing to sit out and not come back to work. There may be different ways in which they're being provided for within their families or through government stipends, that type of thing. People amassed a lot of savings, you know, during the pandemic and are affording to, that which allows them to afford to sit out a little bit longer. Some people have retired because of the pandemic and maybe are not coming back. All of that is true. So I think we acknowledge that. But to the deeper question about what employees really want, and even more generally, what human beings need, I think there's a theory that is referred to as the self-determination theory. And basically that theory puts forward that there are three fundamental needs, which when those needs are satisfied, it provides humans with a deep sense of well-being. And that's what we're looking for in our lives. That general sense of well-being. But the needs that have to be satisfied in order for that to be true is the need for belongingness, the need for autonomy, and the need for competence. I mean, I think we all understand what belongingness refers to, but in this construct, autonomy is about the need to exercise control over, you know, one's environment, so to speak. And competence refers to the need to feel as though one has an impact on the outcomes they experience, the environment in which they operate. And so work provides a great, if you will, canvas on which people can meet those needs. The need for belongingness is with the work group that you're a part of. The need for competence comes through getting good at what you do and receiving the respect and the appreciation as a result of that. And the need for autonomy, that means I want to be skilled enough that I'm trusted to do the kind of work I've been assigned. So those needs are met in the context of the work that we perform. And it, again, if you buy into the theory, which is a very well-regarded theory in psychological research, then these three basic human needs are met by the opportunities that work provide, assuming, of course, that you're in a situation where you're working in a good work environment and you're working for, well, in this case, an employee-centric manager, because that type of manager helps enable the achievement of those needs.
So, you know, that's really interesting what you're talking about, belonging, competence, autonomy. I agree with all that. It's interesting to me because how are organizations responding to this crisis? By paying more money, by giving you raising salaries. That's the response. So based on what you're saying here, that's not going to work, right?
Well, it's only going to work partially, but you're absolutely true. I mean, if we look at what you've just said, I mean, the reality is that the vast majority of quitting that we've seen in 2021, where people are voluntarily departing the company they work for, is that they are going to go work someplace else. I mean, we've referred to that as job switching. And what employers who are trying to attract new workers are providing are better pay, better benefits, particularly in the case of more training to equip them to be effective at their jobs. So that part is true. But over the long haul, the type of employer that a company or that an employee really wants to work for is an employer that's going to provide them with recognition, put them in a job that matches their skills so that they can be competent, provide them with a sense of job security. Everybody wants to be on a winning team, and the result of that is a greater sense of job security, certainly to be paid fairly and to be skilled up, trained in a way that advances their career. But people also want very positive working conditions. And not only are they talking about safety, physical security, health security, if you will, but they're also talking about cooperative coworkers, feeling that they're part of a team. And then finally, they want to be told the truth about how their company is performing, the truth about how their job fits into the whole, and how they themselves are performing. So if we think about what's going to attract people over the long haul, it's going to be building an organizational culture, if you will, that appeals to what employees really want in an employment arrangement. But if you're not keeping up with wages, especially, you know, with inflation coming down, now we're going to see the impact of that over the course of the next 6 to 12 months. If you're not keeping up with wages, then organizations are certainly putting themselves behind the eight ball.
Okay, so for going from theory to practical, someone looking for a job, what do they need to look for in an organization, and vice versa, how can an organization signal that they are hip and understand the importance of belonging, competency, and autonomy?
Right.
How can an organization signal it? What should an employee look for?
Potential. Yeah, so organizations can signal that, you know, through, I mean, they need an employee value proposition, so to speak, that attracts employees to that organization that is going to be based on the extent to which organizations help employees develop skills for the future, so they're paying them well, not only for their current job, but what the future holds. An organization that is known for treating people with dignity and respect, where they have long-tenured employees who really want to continue to work there. One of the best ways, of course, naturally, is for an organization to be successful, because when they're successful and growing, that creates an upward draft for people to move into higher-level positions, so they've got job security and they're confident about what the future holds. Now, from an employee's point of view, they really need to understand who they're going to be working for and who they're going to be working with. And is that the kind of team that they want to be part of? So they need to invest the time and energy to find out about the organization, about the manager, their style, to what extent are they an employee-centric manager, how do the other employees working in that team describe the quality of their work environment. So these are the things they need to be assessing, of course, in addition to the overall general condition of the company in the competitive space in which they operate.
Okay, so I got about a minute and a half, but I would be totally remiss if I didn't bring up the topic of robotics. Do you think that employees, if you can speak about them like the collective employee made up of all the employees, are they shooting themselves in the foot, the employee who doesn't want to work or who quits their job or needs to have criteria before they go to work? Are they shooting themselves in the foot, or will it backfire with the advent of robotics?
Yeah, the advent of robotics, no doubt. That is happening. It's here, and it's going to continue. Automation is going to continue, and that's going to be one of the boosts for productivity for the U.S. economy. So there are all kinds of studies out there that...
Non-employee productivity, I'm sorry to interrupt, but non-employee, in other words, productivity, but not with employees.
Right. The general level of productivity as measured nationally, so to speak. But here's what's going to happen. Automation always brings with it new jobs. So we're fearful about the loss of jobs due to automation, but almost every study of what has happened with automation also notes, very importantly, that automation brings with it new jobs that actually are better jobs.
That's right.
That allow people to achieve these basic needs we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and high-paying jobs too at that.
Exactly.
Jobs that require a certain level of skill and competence, more skill and competence than just flipping burgers kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are all great points. So are you hopeful? And if you are hopeful, when will it turn around, in your opinion?
Well, I am hopeful. I think we're in sort of a difficult place right now, and I think those are indicated by the national polls about the direction the country is headed. But I am hopeful.
I think
we'll rebound from this.
Time. Give me a little time frame, in your opinion. Five years, 10 years?
Yeah, I think we're going to see in the next year to two things begin to move in the right direction.
That's awesome. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much. Dr. Jack Wiley, the book, The Employee-Centric Manager, 8 Keys to People Management Effectiveness. Hey, Dr. Jack, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day. That was Dr. Jack Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y, his book, The Employee-Centric Manager, and it's very, very interesting and eye-opening, 8 Keys to People Management Effectiveness. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.